Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Jonathan Project Podcast, where iron is actually sharpening iron. We are so happy to be here for another episode. And if you ever want to reach out to us, you can find us at thejonathanprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Again, thejonathanprojectpodcast.com. If you need prayer, if you have a speaking engagement where you're reaching men, you want me and Jason to come out and speak to you, please feel free to hit us up there. I'm excited today. We have a guest, good brother in Christ, JB, who's with the Man Up organization. JB, welcome to the podcast. I'll give you the floor here to introduce yourself. And as always, always good to see you too, Jason.
Yeah, good to see you. Nice to meet you, JB. Glad you joined us.
Awesome. Great. Happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be and kind of share the word of kind of the great things we've been doing here at Man Up, not only in Tempe area, but also at Greensboro, Missouri. So thank you so much for the invite, and let's go, man. Let's go. I'm ready.
I love it. I love JB's energy, man. He is such a high energy guy. It's such a privilege. He lives in the neighborhood with me. We've been able to connect several times with families and stuff, and he is just a stand-up man for Christ. And that's what we're about here at the Jonathan Project, you know, demonstrating that biblical example of friendship and loyalty that David and Jonathan have, building that community. And that is something that in this complex 21st century, we most definitely need. So Jason, as we always do, and JB, how did the week go? Jason, I have a funny feeling it was a little rough, but you tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, I absolutely had to go on a little trip. I stayed in the absolute best hotel from 1982 that I have stayed in.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, it was great. It was great. It looked like it had been frozen in time.
Yeah.
I have, of all the things I've walked on, I said, absolutely not. I will be showering with a set of flip-flops. It was great. Wow. The humidity in that room was similar to coastal West Africa. I think my clothes are just now drying.
I mean, that's saying something. You're a military man, so you were scared to put your feet in the tub.
I told him he has the worst travel story.
It didn't take very long to realize that was supposed to be a white tub. This black. Man, like, not doing it.
Oh man, I got
it. That's it was nasty. Good. So I come back and I got a few hours sleep last night. Of course, my wife woke me up this morning and said, "Hey, we're having a yard sale at my dad's," and I'm like, "It's 6 o'clock in the morning," and which loosely translates into, "Hey, go load that stuff." You know,
Jason, like, and it's like from the old Gladiator movie, you know, where they would stand up and the gladiators are out there, they don't know what's happening, and then the guy hits them with the line, "You know, Rome salutes those that are about to die." That's what happened. She rolled over and said, "Get to it,
you know? Get to it." So, yep, I was loading stuff up already this morning. But that's it. Great, happy to be here. Love the talk on the beginning of this thing. And JB, super nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on here. What about yourself? How was your week?
Oh, my week. Oh, so here in the Hillsborough County, Pasco County area, Tempe area, we have like a heat advisory. So I also coach high school football. And so traditionally, the football practice is after school, you know, Monday through Thursday, and then we go play on Friday Night Lights. But since the heat here in Tempe area has been so hot and sticky and humid, we switch everything to the AM. And so we go with these boys, you know, 6:30 in the morning, full pads, and to get a win. And ended up this Friday, we won 50-10 against our neighborhood rival.
It's all right. I like it.
It started 2 years ago. A local bar called McDivitt's puts on, it's called the Wing Bowl. It's between Alonzo High School and Sickles High School. Yeah. And it's the second inaugural year. We haven't lost yet.
All right.
Bring home the Wing Bowl trophy. So if I'm ever on again, I'll bring the Wing Bowl trophy here for you guys can see it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
It'd be awesome. So we won that the last 2 years going in. So pretty good week. Yeah. But it's a long, long week, man. My days usually start, 4:30 in the morning getting up. A little workout in, and we go coach the kids up, and then it was off and running. Well, we'll man up after that. So,
man, you know, and that's the thing, you know, for the audience listening, man, JB is one of these guys, man, just, you know, full of energy, one of the nicest men I've ever come across. And man, he has a heart for people and kids, and really just trying to be the guy in the community that's just bringing people forward. And that's why we wanted him on the show, because today's episode, we're talking about after the follow-up from being the man that God desires, this was a great segue, being the hands and feet of Christ. That is what men are called to do. You're called to have an impact. If you want to change the community, you know, it doesn't start in Washington. It doesn't start. It starts with you being that man. And JB is a good example. So JB, you know, just kind of tell us a bit about Man Up and what you're doing out there to really impact the community.
So Man Up started in 2011. It was primarily an international organization, just bringing authentic masculinity to the reaches of Uganda and Ethiopia and Africa and the Dominican Republic. But when COVID hit, we switched more of the organization more domestically. Because I don't know if you noticed or not, but back in 1950, it was about 1 in 20 families, didn't have a father in the home. Wow. But now fast forward to 2000, now that number is 1 in 4.
Yeah.
So 1 in 4 families are kids are growing up without a father in the home. And we believe, at Man Up, that a child benefits in every measurable way with having a loving, caring, engaged father in their lives. Behavior changes, academics improve. And we overall in the community, benefit for having an engaged father in the home. And so at Man Up, that's what we try to help these fathers, stay engaged in their kids' life. And we try to eliminate any hurdles or obstacles they may be having. Because as you guys can contest to, men, we're kind of knuckleheads. So when we have issues and crisis come, we kind of bunker down. We put walls up. We don't want to talk to anybody. And us at Man Up, we're trying to, hey, no, brother, this is not a handout. This is a hand up. We're here for each other. Because just as much you think I'm helping you, you're helping me. You're lifting me up. Because every day out in the community, I'm talking to young fathers, 21, 18, 30, 35, and they're all going through it in different stages. And as a father myself, you know about the peaks and the valleys that goes through it, and just letting them know, hey, not only, a man up here for you, but, your ultimate father is here for you too as well, and letting them know that they're not alone. And a lot of times, those guys, we feel like we're just alone and no one's there, no one loves, no one cares about us. And so let them know that someone else cares about them.
That's I love that, man.
Oh, that's absolutely Satan's greatest strategy, is to isolate you and make you feel like you're alone. I think we were on the right track when it came to the COVID things, when people were going, we're all in this or something about alone and put together, right? From a psychology standpoint, when you see people isolated, that is the downward slope, and it's hard to pull people out. So I love your organization and what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, JB, I think, you're demonstrating, that Matthew 20 example that, everyone kind of knows is servant leadership, the gold standard, where Jesus humbly goes in and washes the disciples' feet. But what he was saying and what he was trying to demonstrate is if you want to be great in the kingdom, if you want to be great anywhere, you have to be having a heart to serve others, and really the ultimate servant leadership model that Jesus gives us is his death on the cross. He came and died for us. He came and sacrificed everything that we might have that relationship with them. So I love how you're impacting those men. Can you kind of describe a little bit about some of the, initiatives? We were trying to give men last week some examples like, hey, take your children out, spend time with your wife. I know you gave me an example when we were talking, you took a bunch of guys just to build memories. I think it was to the movies. And I was like that. I was just floored. So you want to share a little bit of some of those things you do?
So the organization itself, we have 6 different pillars. We always serve the hardest to serve. And so we switched domestically. We were helping aged out youth in the foster care system, because those are always kind of the forgotten kids, kind of thrown away. They didn't have a mother, didn't have a father. No one wanted to adopt them. And so, but a lot of those men didn't have any father figure in their lives. And so we kind of stepped in, kind of give them an example of what it is to be a man. They'll teach them a trade. They'll teach them how to be a stand-up, because no one along their whole 18 years of life taught them anything. And so when they establish those roots, and then with that, we start helping more of the foster care system and foster care parents, and we kind of wrap around services there. And then we branched out to after school programs with those aged out youth, and also the youth in the foster care system, just giving them some social outlets for one another, because a lot of little kids just don't have their interactions or kind of the normalcy that normal kids kind of grow up with. And so we try to establish that for them too as well. And then from there, we branch into the DCF and dependency care system with fathers, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but the system is heavily skewed towards the mom. And so you could be a non-offending father, right? And your child removed, not because of your wrongdoing, because of your spouse's or your co-parent.
Right.
And but now you have to go through all the rigors and casement plan just to get your kids back. Like the state comes in, rips the kid out of the home, places them in the foster care system. But we know, they're not getting the love and attention, the care that they need. And now this dad is scrapping, hands and foot just to get his child back. And when he did no wrongdoing, and when you meet these guys, they're definitely, they're broken. They're bitter because, their child was ripped from them. And now they're trying to claw and fight for him back. Yeah. And so my role with Man Up is the fatherhood preservation. So we try to help these families and fathers before they even reach the dependency care system by whatever means. And that's usually what I'm doing. So I'm meeting dads in the barbershop. I meet them at football games. I meet them out in the community because dads are everywhere. It's not just one place. Like, hey, where you meet dad at? It's so grocery stores. And so we're out and about, and we're definitely trying to preach the word, letting these guys know, hey, I'm here for you. Because you get a feeling of vibe sometimes. You be in a group, you're in a setting, you could be at a restaurant, you just kind of can see, a dad at the table with his kids, but he's battling something. So maybe, he's stressed out because bills are coming up, bills are due, and, he's not making enough money there. And so that brings an obstacle for a dad. And some dads in this, new society, like, hey, like she's going to benefit more about me not even being here. So they're like, hey, if I just go and leave, like she'll get, welfare, she gets Section 8. And so they'll be taken care of. So they're good. And we're like, man, you got it all wrong, man. Like, no, like you need to be there for that child. Because they need that structure. They need that, Patros. And that's our Heavenly Father. It's Greek for father. And that's one of our discipleship tools we use for the fathers. And they need that. They need that wraparound love. They need the yin and yang of mom and dad being there. And so, that's why I love my job. I love what we do. I got about 35 fathers, since the 4 months I've been there with the company. And we're all trying to thrive and keep these dads, above water. So.
I love that. I do. Absolutely. I loved your comment of, dads are everywhere. Supermarket. Yes. When a dad is in a supermarket by himself because he's walking around lost.
We got the honey do list. Yes, the honey do list. He's like,
read something, look around, read something.
Where is this located? Because I have no idea. But, you made a point of, guys grew up bitter. When you have that void. So JB, I absolutely love organizational psychology. That's a huge background for me. But when you don't have that father figure, you create this void. There's always this yearning, right? And what that actually does, believe it or not, it sets a fertile bed for someone to support toxic leaders, right? And I think there's tons of reasons why dads need to stay, but also in the future you create that void if you're not there, and kids go, man, I'm just this guy right here. He's making a lot of sense to me. I need that affirmation. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, they're still a bad person, but I'm going to be a part of it, right? I think there's so many benefits to just dads being in the home, like, structure, all of it from that love and need. And also, you represent, I heard somebody say this one time, that as a dad, when your children sit down and they envision, our Heavenly Father, like you are that, you almost provide that. If you're very loving, they think of God as being very loving, right?
Yeah, image bearer. Yep. You're that example.
I'm not saying dads are gods. Please don't, please, no one out there misquote me on that. But I love what you're doing. How long have you been doing this?
So about 4 months, with the organization here. But I've always, been in the community and helping out and one another, before I started with Man Up, I was with the Boys and Girls Club for several years doing that and just helping the kids in that way. And you get to kind of see it firsthand, like when the broken homes and the kids not having a father figure there, because even in our school system, there's not many males in the school system.
Yeah.
There's not many males in the Boys and Girls Club. And so these kids, these guys, young girls, like they only grew up with just caretakers, always women. Like the guys just nowhere to be found in the picture. And so, me being infused in there, the kids are just like, they're shocked. It's like, no, you're a dad, you're a guy, and you like kids. because their only experience is like male figures is like, oh, get that kid away from me. He's here, shut up, get loud, go in your room. You know what I mean? Like, no, you actually want to play with me? Like you want to teach me stuff? And it was eye opening. Like, wow, like these kids have never experienced that love from a father figure. So,
you know, I
love that, JB. Go ahead,
Colby. I'm sorry.
No. I was just gonna say I love the example that you provide, and you know, we've had a chance to kind of connect and have conversations, and I've always been impressed with that model that you demonstrate. You know, of helping men understand, like, no, you do have a role in parenting and bringing up children. You do have a role in, you know, helping the community, and you know, and it could just be something simple like the Boys and Girls Club. You know, so you know, for the guys out there listening, right? You know, as JB said, you know, don't try to do this alone. You know, we got to, as men, be a lot more comfortable of bringing these guys in our lives, like, you know, a JB, a Jason, and these Jonathans in your lives as we use that model so often. You need to have a couple Jonathans, guys that you can be real with, guys you can be honest with, and to do this thing called life together. Because as a father, you are so important in the next generation. You are so important on what society looks like. You know, and I would encourage you, like we always say through the show, find a way to serve. You know, you don't have to maybe necessarily go to the level of the great JB out there, you know, being the hands and feet with that. But it can start right there in the home. You know, you can do something with your children and that can set the tone. So I love that example, JB. One of my favorites that you gave me was, man, he took a bunch of fathers to the movies, you know, and we take it for granted. Like, like JB was sharing with us and a group of other men. You know, these guys, they didn't, you know, they're like, you know, they hadn't done that, like buying popcorn and snacks and the stuff that, you know, that's we awesome. Might take for granted. Yeah. But setting those core memories, I love that.
Building those shared experiences is paramount, you know?
And that's it. And a lot of these guys here, man, they're working two jobs, three jobs, because the system is just, you know, flipped upside down. And so the furthest thing from their mind is like any extra expenses. They're trying to work on rent, water, electricity, you know, internet. And like, once that's all done, like money's gone. So they're like, don't worry about the movies, you know, going to sporting events or concerts. It's like, that is like the furthest thing from their mind. And so we, you know, as Man Up, want to give those, you know, bring that back, give those dads those experiences back with their kids, you know, create those foundational memories that kids, you know, can take through, you know, middle school, high school, and beyond. And so, yeah, simple gesture, just know, hey, dad, the movie's on us, bring the kids, you know, bring the spouse, bring the girlfriend, you know, bring the co-parent. You know, we invite all that through. Let's create memories there with the kids, because, you know, they're the future. Yeah. And so creating those memories there for them. So we ended up doing that with them. So it was awesome. We got to see Minions 4.
Yeah, that was good.
Despicable Me 4. There we go. Despicable Me 4,
I got
like those shows. They're pretty funny. I love that. You know, if you don't have a JB in your neighborhood, you can always, you know, love is time spent with your kids. I see, you know, a lot of kids, if you just spend time with them, you can, believe it or not, that's what they crave. They don't crave the newest toy or things like that. It's time with you. Those are the memories. Trust me, as we got ready for a yard sale today, the toys that were the hottest thing a year ago or two, 3 years ago, they're out here for sale for a fraction of the price.
For a buck.
A lot less than that. And as a matter of fact, I don't know about y'all, but when we have those, sometimes I wait on my wife to go inside and then somebody comes by and I'm like, I will sell you everything out here for like this much money before she shows up.
Oh, wow.
I did that a couple of times, but that's been a long past. So when she listens to this, I'm still in the clear. Like I've outlived that.
Don't get yourself hemmed up.
Oh no.
No, we've been down there. You know, JB. So you know, it's not all sunshine and roses. I know. You know, you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of can scare some men away. So what would you say to like encourage men to take that first step and to volunteer or to, you know, there's a young man down the street and they just pull over and maybe talk to him, you know, so how would you encourage him just to step out?
Oh man, thank you so much hitting on that, because I forgot about the other leg. So we have Man Up 100 that we do, and that's our volunteer kind of leg of it. And that's fathers come alongside, you know, bringing their time, you know, treasures and talents, you know, to the table. You know, we all have, you know, things that we can give. So it's either your time, you know, or we can come give, you know, your talent. So we got guys that are good at carpentry. We got guys that are good at, you know, landscape. We got guys that are good at painting, the guys that are mechanics, the guys that are handy or like tinkerers and all that. And we have guys that just, you know, they've been blessed, you know, by the man above, and they have an abundance of no extra cash flow. And so they can use one of those three things. So they can bring their time, just no physical labor there, their talents, or they just know treasures to be able to like kind of help, you know, the community as a whole. And though most of those funds go to our wraparound services for the foster care system and the foster families that, you know, really stepped up, you know, to the ball and trying to pull these kids out of the system and give them some structure and some, you know, some meaning and purpose in life, therefore, in the most, you know, biblical way for. And so we try to step in and show, because most of those, you know, families or, you know, single moms are doing it. And like, you'd be amazed. I'm like, wow. So single mom who already has no kids, you know, is willing to bring in another kid that, you know, that she doesn't know, that she know has, you know, been broken in the system, but willing like to step up to the plate. And it's like, as a man, like you're looking at another woman who's here struggling, and that we can't help. Like, we can't go cut the grass, we can't go paint the house, we can't go fix some furniture inside there for them. You know what I mean? Or bring her, like bring them, you know, a meal. Like, we can't do that. And so that's where our Men at 100 around the Bay that kind of, you know, ring the trumpets and go help out these families that really stepped up to the plate, you know, bringing, you know, a child into their house that way. So
yeah, I love that. I love that. Man. You know, it's a clear cut example, stepping out and being the what God has called men to do, which is to be leaders, not just in the home, in the church, but in the community. I love that, JB. So I would encourage men out there to, you know, look for those opportunities, you know, Boys and Girls Club in your church. You know, a lot of times you'll find different ways to serve if you're looking and you have that heart. You know, Jason, what do you think, brother?
No, when I hear JB talking, I think about Proverbs 3:27, when he talks about, you know, if it's within your hand to do good, do good, right? And I know a lot of times we go, oh, what does that really mean? Good means good. Like, that's it. It's as simple as that. And I love that. You go and do. Don't theorize about it. You see people who need help with, like you said, hey man, furniture's broken, stuff like that. You could be the only positive example that kid has.
Amen.
And you don't know how long that'll last with somebody. I was kind of sitting here thinking, a couple of the key things is as a definitely, JB, you embody that servant leadership component. And I think that's great. And I was, you know, looking at some unique characteristics of that, like listening. How many kids have nobody to listen to, right? And that's a learned skill. It really is, to sit down and listen to somebody, make eye contact, which is extremely rare in today's society. Most people, you get the glow of their iPhone in their face. That's how they light up their face, right?
Yeah.
But you do that. And then having empathy as well. I love what you said about, hey, there's single moms that are bringing people in and they're stepping up to the plate. And have some empathy. When you see it, that ought to inspire you. They're making the most with the least. And God's blessed you with more, help out.
Exactly.
Another thing that, you know, I absolutely appreciate listening to you talk about is the healing aspect. Just spending time with people. If you're a parent and you're struggling, and hey, money doesn't grow on trees. I absolutely know that. I grew up in that tenet. But you can have kids cook with you at night. You can share an experience through the movie, or if you know, or TV, or read a book, or something. Just share experience. I love those things. So, man, you've hit the nail on the head on several things and inspired a lot of people to do good things. So.
Yeah, absolutely, JB. And, you know, I just appreciate, you know, the example that you provide, you know, not only for your three children, but, you know, for, you know, a lot of children around the Tampa Bay area and other places that, you know, they don't have that, you know, that male figure. And especially for, you know, a lot of those young African-American men, you know, that tragically, you know, we know that, you know, they don't have that, you know, that father figure potentially in their lives. So, you know, I thank you. So wanted to get you on this show, was itching to get you on here to talk about, you know, all that you're doing, being the stand-up guy, and, you know, and we salute you, and, you know, and just keep being those hands and feet for Christ. So, you know, any closing thoughts that you might have on that?
Oh, man, I appreciate the opportunity, man. Thank you guys so much for bringing, you know, me and the organization on here to be able to talk about, you know, just the passion that we have for, you know, not only, you know, for the fathers and the kids of the community, but also for the Lord. I mean, we're a faith-based, you know, organization that way too. And we stand on, you know, 1 James 27, you know, fighting for, you know, the children and the widows. And I think if we all, you know, use the playbook that God laid before us, you know, being a football coach, you know, there's a playbook that was written long time ago. You know, we just, you know, crack it open, you know, and start, you know, hitting the pages like, man, the answers are right here. Yeah. And to be there. And it's, you start where you are. You know, I get, you know, sometimes, you know, the goals, don't seem very lofty, and like, man, you know, how am I gonna be able to do this? But if you start just, you know, right at home, be, you know, a present, loving, engaged father at home, like, it reaps benefits. Like, you don't know how many, you know, young men that I've came across, you know, in my lifetime, like coaching them or at the Boys and Girls Club or just out in the community, that just haven't had that example, like, they're tangible for them, you know, something they can touch, breathe into. Because most of the time, you know, all they see is, you know, the celebrities and famous and the rappers, all that, like, online social media, and they believe that's what they aspire to aspiration wise. And you let them know, like, that's false. You know, that's out of worship. Like, those guys are so lost right there. And like, this is this playbook right here, the Bible, BIBLE, like, right here is where the foundation needs to be laid right there. And so I appreciate the work y'all doing and spreading the word out there. So thank you so much. Hopefully I get back on here another time.
Yeah. Oh, bring the trophy, you know, again, yeah. Like, you're out here, you know, as a former guy that grew up in the South there in Texas, man, Friday Night Lights is, I mean, I don't know if it, sometimes in the community, it runs neck and neck with the church. But,
yeah. Here in Alabama, I can tell you it has a pretty powerful influence, you know.
But I love that, man. So, yeah, most definitely want to have you back on. Appreciate you getting up. I know you got a lot going on any given day, but, you know, this is what this is about, guys. You know, this is why me and Jason started the Jonathan Project, to show that, you know, as men, you can't go through life alone. And you can have a tremendous impact. You can change lives. You don't have to have a big platform like JB said. You don't have to be a celebrity. You just have to be obedient and wanting to show up. And that's 99% of how we change the world around us. So, folks, that is another great episode of the Jonathan Project. So happy that we were able to bring this one to you. I can't tell you how good it feels to be able to highlight men out there. Again, if you're a man out there and you have a great story, you want us to highlight it, please send us an email at thejonathanprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Episodes drop every Tuesday. And every Tuesday morning, you can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes. You name it, you can find The Jonathan Project Podcast. So, Jason, I'll give you a chance to clear out some closing thoughts.
No, man, I really do appreciate it. JB, it's super nice to meet you. I've heard so many positive things about you. I love what you're doing. And, you know, thank you again for being on the show. To Colby's point, you know, they do drop on Tuesdays. We keep it about 30 minutes so that people can enjoy this on their ride into work. And hopefully a little iron sharpening iron as you get ready to go in and do battle at your place of employment. So not literally, but spiritually. Hey.
You didn't got in trouble a couple of times, man. I feel like,
man, I'm trying to be very careful with what I say.
Got a lot of disclaimers out there, man. Hey, just so you know, I'm, hey, like,
so you know,
that's Jason. That is Jason for you,
man. We talked about marriage one time. This is no kidding. And you know, Colby's like, well, you seemed a little off, and I'm like, yeah, you don't broadcast Radio America from North Korea. I didn't clear this with my wife, and she listens.
Yeah, but she held him accountable. She came back and she was like, "Yeah, he wasn't giving us the whole story there." So we love our number one fan out there. She always is an encourager, and a lot of other folks out there that listen and encouraging and praying for us. So we try to keep it fun, keep it light. JB, again, from the bottom of our heart, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here on the Jonathan Project, and we hope to have you back again soon.
Hey. Almost definitely. We got to break it down, though, man. I'm a coach, and we're a man up. And so I need y'all help assisting here. So we're gonna break it down. It's a man up. So we're going to go on three. Let's go man up on me, man up on three. All right? Y'all got it?
We got it.
Here we go. Man up on me, man up on three. One, two, three.
Man up.
Man up. There we go, baby. Appreciate it. So you gotta bring the energy. We gotta have it. I love it.
All right, thanks everyone, and we'll see you next week.
All right, man. Peace. We'll be right back.